first of all, we had the telescopic rod, the 1 meter one. That was pretty much the smallest proper telescopic rod you can buy on eBay. Then we had the pen rod, and now we have the pièce de résistance of fish catching methods. Contained within this little case is probably the best hobo fishing kit you'll ever see. And I'm not normally one to blow my own trumpet, but the stuff that I've built up in here is bloody good. So you've seen me catch fish with the tiny little telescopic rod and also the pen rod. Now hopefully you're going to be able to see me catch fish with what's in here. And this fella is the X-Reel from ExoTac. And this is an absolute vision of beauty. It's hellish expensive, but I don't know, I actually think it's worth it. Even with the import duty and the shipping from the US and the initial cost of this thing all added together, I think it's worth it because this is the ultimate hobo fishing kit. For the moment, we'll forget about what's in here. I will show you that later in the video. Just put that to bed. Okay, so for this demonstration, I'm going to go with a bear hook, threaded onto a little rubbery maggoty grub sort of thing. See if we can catch anything in the pond behind me. Of course, we could use like proper worms or proper grubs, living things. But as I mentioned in the previous video, over the last few years I've become a bit of a hippie and I don't like to kill anything unless I actually have to. I don't need the food that these fish are going to provide yet, so there's no need to kill them, and there's no need to kill a worm. That will do. At least I hope it'll do. This float is a easy trout float, which you would normally use on a fly line. I'll just quickly show you how it works. It's got a little stopper there that you pull out. You just got a little float shaped bit of foam there. You just slot the line through it. That's a long way up. Hold on, where are we? That way. And you just slot the line into it and then put the stopper in. Like that. So you can set it to exactly the right length. That's probably a little bit too deep. Let's just get it a little bit further up in the water. That'll do. I find this pond behind me works best with the bait about a foot down from the float. I'll also show you what's inside of this hand line as well further in the video, because there's all sorts that I've managed to fit in here. As I said before, it's a really comprehensive fishing kit. There you go, that's chucked out behind me there. I will make a specific video for these floats, because every hand line or hobo fishing kit should have these floats. Now, because we don't actually have a rod, when the fish takes the bait, it's a little bit more difficult to strike. When you've got a rod, even if it's just like a 1 meter rod, you simply lift the rod and it sets the hook. And that doesn't really happen when you're using a hand line. It is difficult. You could lift the line and try and set it by yourself, or if you're using proper bait, you could wait till the fish actually took the bait down inside its mouth and then tighten the line. And while I'm reeling this in, it goes on pretty well. I've got this spool pretty much filled up with 6 pound nylon, but it still winds on okay. Oh, we got one. We got one. We have. That's a beauty as well. Look at that fella.
What a beast.
I'll just get my forceps because he's eating it. Greedy little devil. There we go. Big golden rod. What a beauty. There, we can go back there, son. And that was on that artificial little grub. So it just shows you don't need real bait to catch fish. That is... I don't quite know how to describe it. Probably exquisite, maybe. An exquisite bushcraft item or prepping item. It's certainly the most meticulously constructed hobo hand line that I own. I'll just give you a quick look in here before we go to the full rundown of what's in there. Holds a canny bit. However, just before we get to the main breakdown of exactly how this thing's made and what I think of it, I will say I've caught a few fish on this particular one now, and every time I've missed the spool whilst I've been trying to play the fish. If it was just that half an inch bigger, it would give me twice the margin of error. So it would reduce my chances of missing the spool when I was reeling it in. Apart from that, that is the only thing that I would change about this. And cost not being taken into consideration, I would say it probably is the ultimate hobo hand line. If I had to pick two, I would pick this one from Exotac, which is the X-Reel and the K-Bar, is it called a backpack caster? That one I've shown in a previous video. I'll put the link to it in the video description and in the pinned comment. If you had to have a choice of two, they would be the two that I would go for. I wouldn't really consider any others, and if it was a pure matter of how much space in a pack they take up, this one would be the clear winner. Go for both. Go for both, and then you won't be disappointed. That's what I did, and I'm certainly not disappointed. The K-Bar one is the one that I would generally take down the river, because it holds a little bit more gear and it is a little bit more convenient for winding on. But this one is the one that I would put into a bug out bag simply because of the lack of space. And that is next to nothing. It doesn't take up much space at all, and as you've seen, it will catch fish. Choice is yours, really. Okay, so as you can see, this has got Phoenix written on it. This is actually a case I bought online for a headlamp from Phoenix. Didn't have the headlamp in it, but I knew it was a good size to put our little hand line in, plus a load of other good stuff that might be useful. This thing here is possibly my best fishing kit, and it's so small. Now, I will put the link to everything that I'm going to show in here in the video description, if I can find it online. First of all, we've got the case itself, which protects everything. We've got our hand line, which is the Exotac X-Reel, already loaded up with 6-pound nylon, a little easy trout float, and a rubbery grub. So that's literally just ready to go, as you saw before. We've got the two floats that came with this kit. They're actually pretty good, and that's what inspired me to get those smaller versions from Easy Trout. Certainly easier to put on than a normal float, which would have a little eyelet. You would still have to take the hook off in order to fit them, but they're good floats. And if I was using something heavy, I might want to use something as buoyant as that. And in that same section, we've got something that most people wouldn't even bother putting in. This is actually a spare sunglasses case that I've got, and I just added that for bait. So you could get a nation of bait in here. It would just save you putting it in your pockets, or, you know, harvesting one worm or one grub at a time. You could literally just fill that up. That's why that's in this kit. Again, it's something that most people wouldn't even think of, but I like to plan for every eventuality. Now, in this side, this is where it gets really interesting. We've got some thin paracord, and of course we could use that for practically anything. We'd use it to suspend something above a fire, i.e. a fish, to cook. And we could also use it to make various things. That is always a useful item. We've also got a small bag of grubs. Not real grubs, obviously, but little rubbery ones. You've seen me catch fish in the past with these. I like using these because you don't have to bother farting on looking for worms or grubs or anything. Just stick one of these on and the fish honestly can't tell the difference. They're really good. Here we've got some 1 litre plastic bags. I think there's 5 there. That'll do for carrying water and also storing bits and bobs. It doesn't take up much space once it's all folded down and secured with an elastic band. Here we've got a mini Bic lighter, obviously for lighting fires. Here we've got a little container of salt for cooking purposes, or to rub into fish before you cook them. And in here we've got another container. That one has got water purification tablets in. We can combine that with the 1 litre bags. Just drop one of these into a bag, fill it with water, give it a shake, leave it for a while, and it's good to go. Here we have some, I can't remember what they're called, but they are basically just to fluff out and provide tinder for a fire. If it's absolutely slashing down, at least we have some source of ignition and something that will take a spark or a flame. And these burn pretty well. Cannot remember what these are called. Again, everything will be in the video description. My memory's terrible. And the very last thing that fits in here is probably one of the most versatile things that has ever been invented. This is a Victorinox Swiss Army knife, and this model is the Huntsman. Obviously, bigger models with way more stuff on are available, but this one fits into here really, really nice. As you can see, it's a perfect size to go in there. And it's pretty much got everything we need on here. And providing my nails will allow me to get everything out, I'll be able to tell you what it's got. Okay, so that's a flat screwdriver, bottle opener, small flat screwdriver, can opener. We've got some small scissors there, and that is invaluable for cutting the line on our hobo hand line, especially if our teeth aren't very good, or especially if our eyes aren't too good either. Really useful. Next, we've got a saw, and that's actually very sharp. That's a very good saw. If you want to make straight cuts, that'll do the job. It's good. It's always been good. Ever since I was a little lad and I was in the scouts and I had one of these knives, these saws and these tools have always been really, really good on these proper Swiss Army knives. Then we've got a blade, which as always is razor sharp. On the other side, we've got a smaller blade. God, I nearly cut my fingers there. Which to me is even sharper. I mean, that's almost scalpel sharp, that one. Let me put that away before I do myself some damage. Then on the back of the knife, we've got a corkscrew. And this thing is an optional extra. This is a micro screwdriver, tiny little screwdriver, which just screws into the corkscrew like that. I think they cost about 3 or 4 quid or something delivered from Amazon. I'll just get that out the way. Okay, so we've got a little hooky type thing here if we want to twist any cordage or anything like that. And here we've got a needle. I think it's classed as a brad awl or something. You punch that through leather or something and you'll be able to sew leather with it. as you can see, it's got a little hole just there. And then right in the end of the knife, small pair of tweezers, which is excellent for getting spelks or splinters out of your fingers. And then we've got a toothpick. If you've just cooked one of the fish you've caught and you get bits of bones stuck between your teeth, that fella will get them out. That is a really useful part of this kit. So we'll put all that back in there, and I hope that you'll agree that this is a really comprehensive kit for fishing. But what about the stuff we've got in here? I haven't even shown that yet. There is more. So if you unscrew the end of here, we've got a load of other stuff as well. I'll lay it out and then I'll explain exactly what it is. Okay, so this is what we've got inside our ExoTac X-Reel. We've got two size 1 Fox Vibrax spinners. We've got some snap swivels. I think there's probably about 10 in there, maybe size 12 or 14 snap swivels. That's what I use to connect these spinners very quickly and easily. We've got approximately 25 to 30 size 10 short shank hooks. I'm sure you're familiar with what they look like. We've also got a load of small weights, which will attach to the line. Added to that, we've got some little grubs, one of which is escaping. There we go. They just go straight onto the hooks. You literally just thread them on as if you would a normal grub. And that's what we've been catching the fish on in the last few videos. And we've also got two of the EZ Trout floats with the little stoppers. Basically just thread them onto your line, put the stopper in, and it can move them up and down the line and set your bait to whatever depth you want. These are absolutely excellent. And all of this stuff is added to what we've already got in our kit.